Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
We took it all. We brought them to our land. An endless night. Ember hot and icy cold. The rage of the earth. We made this curse. Carved it in the blood on our backs. We did not see. We could not, but she did. And in the end,
what will I become?
Senua Saga, Hellblade 2.
Play it now with Game Pass.
Eve, been out at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway all day. The action was awesome. We'll talk about that a little bit toward the end of the video. We're going to talk about the Colts first. The Colts, one of six primetime opponents for the New York Jets in the first 11 weeks of the season. Is that crazy? Yeah, that's crazy. The national people, the NFL, in making the schedule, do they expect Aaron Rodgers to survive the season? It doesn't seem so. They want Aaron Rodgers on TV as early as possible and as often as possible this season. And so they front-loaded the national schedule with a bunch of Aaron Rodgers Jets games. Who the hell wants to watch a Jets? The Jets, we'll talk about this, but they haven't had a winning season since 2015. And they haven't won the AFC East since 2002. That's 22 years ago. This team's irrelevance is unmatched in the annals of the NFL, and yet they get all the love, which is great by me. I don't want the Colts to get any love. I don't want them on prime time. They will only be on prime time the one game against the New York Jets, barring some kind of craziness during the first 15 games that would land the Colts and their final two opponents on in prime time. We'll see if that it happened last year. Hey, who are we to question? All right, we're also going to talk about Anthony Richardson a little bit and the young quarterbacks that he's going to face this season. He's not the only young quarterback who's going to be on the field during Colts games. We're going to talk about Alec Pierce. Alec Pierce, is he going to start? What role is he going to play? We'll talk about that a little bit. We'll talk about the D-line, which is interesting to me. And what's the threshold for the Colts to view Gus Bradley's defense as not being the problem for this team this year? And I think it's pretty cut and dried. I think it's pretty simple. We will talk about Caitlin Clark, whose home debut is tonight at Cambridge Fieldhouse. She needs to learn how to play basketball at the WNBA level really quickly. Like now. You can't lose a whole bunch of games on the front end and expect people to come out and watch Caitlin Clark as part of the 2-13 Indiana Fever. You just can't. So they've got to find a way to start winning games. Would Fever fans be disappointed if Aaliyah Boston threw up a 40-burger tonight and Caitlin had 10 measly points? That's kind of an interesting question. Like, is it just Caitlin fever, or is it Fever fever with a healthy helping of Caitlin? We'll talk about that. We'll talk about the track today. Like I said, not just went on the track, but new book that Mark Monteith has put together from a manuscript written by Angelo Angelopoulos, who covered sports for the Indianapolis Star and the Indianapolis News for a long, long time. And Matt was contacted by Angelo's family. Mark Monteith put together the book about Billy Vukovich, who was arguably the best driver ever to turn laps at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. It's interesting. I spent a long time talking to Mark today because, you know what, that's what you do. When Mark Monteith is nearby, you go up, you strike up a conversation, and you talk. And it's wonderful. All right, this is Inside Indiana Sports Now with Kent Sterling for Thursday, May 16th, 2024, brought to you by I screwed up the date this morning in so many ways. I'm just kind of having it. Is it the 16th, the 17th? What is it? I know what year it is. It just, my brain was seized in the moment. I had too much information trying to be processed through too little a tunnel. That's kind of the way it worked. We're brought to you by the great people at MyBookie. MyBookie, use promo code Kent, K-E-N-T, only way to spell it. And you will get a sign-up bonus, and it could be as much as $1,000. How about that for winning before you even play? MyBookie, where you can bet on anything, anytime, anywhere. That's MyBookie. Make sure and subscribe to this channel. Make sure and like the video. That's the thumbs up, because it's the polite thing to do. Hoosier Hospitality, we're all Hoosiers. Hit the like button. And if you want to make a donation, make a donation. Nice thing to do. I get a nice, hard-to-miss graphic. So I will see your comment, and we will share it, or question, share it with the entire group. That's what we do. All right. The Jets, 6 nationally televised games in their first 11 games. First 11 weeks, 6 Jets primetime games. That's crazy. Who the hell wants to watch this? Is Aaron Rodgers really that big a deal? Do we give a damn less about Aaron Rodgers? Why is Aaron Rodgers more important to the NFL now than he was when he was with the Packers? I don't get it, but hey, I ain't complaining, because somebody's got to play in primetime, and I don't want it to be the Colts. People carping about the Colts being passed over, playing one primetime game, that game against the Jets on, I think, November 17th. All right, you know what? One, I'm not going to bicker. I'd rather have none, but if we got to have one, all right, that's fine. MetLife, nice place in the middle of...
We took it all. We brought them to our land. An endless night. Ember hot and icy cold. The rage of the earth. We made this curse. Carved it in the blood on our backs. We did not see. We could not, but she did. And in the end...
What will I become? Senua Saga. Hellblade 2.
Play it now with Game Pass.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
You know, November, right near Thanksgiving. So get to New Jersey, Manhattan, whatever, and go see some football and go see a show. Nice thing to do. But, like, prime time for Aaron Rodgers, that's craziness. No division championships since 2002. No winning season since 2015. What are the odds that Aaron Rodgers is going to be able to play healthy through this entire season? Minimal at the age of 40, coming off a torn Achilles. Interesting note about the Colts and playing against quarterbacks. They will play against one of the oldest in the league, if not the oldest in the league, and Aaron Rodgers at the age of 40. They're also going to play potentially against 4 rookies, which is interesting, and that'll depend on whether Bo Nix is a starter for the Broncos or not. They will also play 4 games against second-year quarterbacks. Those would be C.J. Stroud and Will Levis, that they will play twice each as the Colts play against the Texans and then the Titans. Anthony Richardson, what is the threshold of success statistically for Anthony Richardson? I'm going to tell you it's 10 wins. That's what matters. But what you want to know is, where statistically does he have to land in terms of passing yards, rushing yards, touchdowns, all that kind of crap. So let's go ahead and throw some numbers there. Number one, 17 games played should be the goal. If he plays 17 games, it's going to be a hell of a good team and a hell of an explosive offense. 4,000 yards, I think that's doable. They play indoors, This is not going to be an offense that is hampered by the weather. 500 yards rushing is plenty. I don't want him to go over that. 500 yards is a lot. If he gets above 700 or close, I get worried about all kinds of things. And the Colts do not need, given the fact, this isn't Bobby Douglas and the 1971 Chicago Bears, or 73 Bears, that era where Bobby Douglas played, and he was a whole shooting match. If he didn't run it well, that team wasn't going to advance the football. That's not what this is. With Jonathan Taylor, Michael Pittman, Alec Pierce, yes, Alec Pierce, Josh Downs, A.D. Mitchell, Mallory Woods, Ogletree, you got lots of guys who can advance the football. You don't need Anthony Richardson to do anything but deliver it to them and then skedaddle once the pocket breaks down. That he can do. That I do not begrudge him. Planned runs? None. Don't even start with me. 12 or fewer picks might be the most important. 30 passing TDs, I'm in. I think he's going to do that. And if he plays 17 games, he's going to do it easily. 12 or fewer picks, that's the number to watch. If he turns it over, Colts going to have a tough time winning games. If he doesn't turn it over, and he turned it over just once last year in 85 passing attempts, that ratio, that's pretty damn good. I will, you know what? He throws one pick every 85 throws. We give him a big hug, and we say comeback player of the year. Alec Pierce, he can still have a role on this team. You can go to four wideouts, and that's kind of interesting to me. I'd like to see that. Pittman, Mitchell, Pierce, Downs, those four wideouts. And then let's say either Taylor in the backfield or Mallory or Woods, somebody like that at tight end. And you got them spread all over the place in a way where somebody, some defensive player is going to have to make a choice that's going to leave somebody else open. And speaking of that, how about that D-line? Who do you not want to double on that D-line? You're going to have Latu and Pay. You're going to have Buckner, Stewart, and then you got other guys, right? And you got lots of defensive linemen. You got Odengbo. We don't even talk about Samson Ekobom, and he might be as good a player as that defense has. So let's not sell short Ekobom. But who do you, if you're an offensive coordinator, who do you say, all right, we're going to single this guy or these two guys? Because we got to have somebody run routes. We got a quarterback. We got a running back. We can't double everybody. They're going to be, you can't, doubling four would require eight. That isn't going to work. That's math. We don't get into math much here, but we will in this case. Four times two is eight. That leaves three to attack seven. Whoa, those are the kind of numbers you win with. Speaking of that, Gus Bradley, what's he got to do to keep his job in year three? He doesn't usually hang around this long as a defensive coordinator of a team. Usually pretty quick in and out. He has got to get this defense to the top 10 in terms of points allowed, yards allowed. That'd be nice too. He's got to get into the top 10 because this offense is going to win games if the defense will allow them to. The offense is going to be top five if Richardson stays healthy. That defense has got to be top 10. If they are, this team's going to win a lot of games, and they're going to play well into January. It's on the defense. It is on the health of Anthony Richardson. Health is a big issue this year for the Colts. They've got to stay healthy. If they do, again, they're going to win a lot of games. But I think that they got to be top 10 defensively, coming off 2 years where their scoring defense was ranked 28th. That's unsustainable. You can't keep your job as a defensive coordinator no matter who you got in the secondary. You'd have me, you, a couple of guys down the street in the secondary, and you can't go 28th in the NFL 3 straight years, or it's adios muchacho. You're not going to get a passing grade because the talent on your defense on the back end is not great. That's where it is right now. It's not great. But unless Bradley's standing up and pounding his fist and saying, hey, the secondary isn't great, what do you do? And if he does say that, he might get fired. All right. Could be a really explosive team. Could be. We're going to see. I'm not going to get out over my skis on this. The schedule has got me kind of giddy. Got to tell you the truth. I'm giddy about the schedule. I see 11 wins in the offing. 11-6 will win the AFC South. I think there's a chance that the Colts can get that done. Now, things happen during the season. Injuries occur. This is football. This is a collision sport. We know this. Caitlin Clark, her hometown close-up is tonight. She got to learn how to play basketball a little bit better level. 10 turnovers, not going to get it done from Caitlin Clark. You do not want to have a double-double with one of the doubles being turnovers. Don't do that. Learn how to play. Learn how to use Aaliyah Boston. Aaliyah Boston was the number one overall draft pick in 2023. If she drops 40 on the Liberty tonight, and Caitlin's got like 12, 6, 12, whatever, are fans going to be like, boo! Aaliyah, give the ball to Caitlin. Or are they going to be happy for Aaliyah Boston getting 40? I don't know what would happen. People are coming tonight. They're not paying top dollar to see Aaliyah Boston. There is no Aaliyah Boston effect with ticket prices around the WNBA or at Cambridge Fieldhouse. There is a Caitlin Clark effect. Please, dear God, the officials tonight, don't call ticky-tack fouls on Caitlin Clark. Fouls, real fouls, call them. Non-fouls, swallow your whistle, for God's sake. There are going to be people there tonight who paid a lot of money to come see her play. You want to take that away from them over ticky-tack? You do not. It's a good way to lose your job. Pato Award is quick the day before Fast Friday. Tomorrow, they get in the qualification trim. They really get after it tomorrow. More boost, less downforce. We'll see how fast they go tomorrow. No question, they're going to eclipse 230, probably 232. 1,770 laps driven at the time we went on today. Pato Award, 228.861. Scott McLaughlin, second quick today, 227.316. Alex Palau, third quick, 226.915. While I'm there, I'm up in the media center. And who sits down? It's a great Mark Monteith, who covered the Indiana Pacers for a long time, covered races out at the track. He's covered everything. Covered Purdue for an extended period of time. He's written books. The thumbnail today is Reborn, that story of the Indiana Pacers. Mark's a great storyteller. And he worked at 1070 The Fan and did a show called One-on-One, which was just superb. All of those one-on-ones exist at markmonteith.com. A $20 lifetime subscription, you can listen to all of them. It's fantastic. It's a treasure trove of Indiana sports history and knowledge. And what Mark has most recently done is he has kind of edited and co-authored a book, sort of, that was written, a manuscript written by Angelo Angelopoulos. And it was about Billy Vukovic, and it's called Vukovic, the man who wouldn't lift. Vukovic should have won the Indy 500 in 52, did win it in 53 and 4, was leading the 500 in 55, then went ass over elbows. The car tumbled out of the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, landed on a Jeep. Vukovic was killed. A great driver. And I spent a good portion of the day today talking to Mark Monteith about all kinds of things, but especially about this book. And it's for sale. You can go to markmonteith.com. I'll put the link in the show description. Mark is an elegant writer, a really good storyteller, and Billy Vukovic's life is a story that has kind of been demanding to be told for a long time. And now it finally is being told, has been told, both by Angelo, who passed away over 60 years ago, and then Mark Monteith, who was entrusted with the manuscript, decided that it could be shaped into a book. It was still a work in progress when Angelo passed away. Mark has crafted it into a book that I think is going to be all kinds of fun to read, and he's signing it all over the place and whatnot. It's a fantastic effort by Mark, wonderful guy. I cannot recommend his work more highly, whether it's Reborn, whether it's Vukovic. Read Mark Monteith's work. Go to markmonteith.com. Again, I'll put up the link for ordering the book. It's like $27. It's the best $27 you're ever going to spend. If you've got somebody who appreciates the history of the Indianapolis 500, Get them this book. Father's Day, Memorial Day, race weekend, whatever. If you're camping out at the track, you got nothing but time over the next week and a half before the 500, a week from Sunday. Buy that book. Read about Billy Vukovich. Spirit Walk says, Colts fan since 1962. I can totally see an 11-6 playoff trip this year. Here's to an exciting season. Skull. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning. Breakfast with Kent, bright and early, 6:40 usually. Have a great night. Go Fever. Tomorrow, we're going to be talking about Fast Friday. We'll be talking about the Pacers. Again, we'll be talking about the Colts because the Colts never get boring to me. It's never dull watching the Colts, figuring out what the hell they're going to do next or what they're going to be.
I'm Victoria Cash. Thanks for calling the Lucky Land Hotline. If you feel like you do the same thing every day, press 1. If you're ready to have some serious fun for the chance to redeem some serious prizes, press 2. We heard you loud and clear. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com right now and play over 100 social casino-style games for free. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.